Trumpeter and composer John Hassell used to joke, "I do country music. It's just a matter of what country." Maybe it's a matter of what planet. Decades ago, Hassell coined the term fourth world music to describe his sound that's both primitive and futuristic. He continues to explore new sonic landscapes on his latest CD for ECM Records. It's called Last Night the Moon Came Dropping Its Clothes in the Street. John Hassell is also on his first North American tour in more than two decades, and he joins us from the road and member station WOSU in Columbus, Ohio. Welcome back, John.
Thanks, Leanne. It's good to be back.
4 years ago, right? You were on our program.
Shockingly, yes.
Yeah. This title, Last Night the Moon Came Dropping Its Clothes in the Street, that's a pretty big mouthful. Where is it from? What does it mean in terms of the music that's on this recording?
Mm-hmm. Well, it's a line from a poem by Rumi, the Persian poet, 13th century, and the whole thing is, last night the moon came dropping its clothes in the street. I took it as a sign to start singing, falling up into the bowl of sky. Rumi is sort of the beginning of the idea of like Sufism and Islam and kind of a hippie, right? I mean, he was you didn't know whether he was praising God or talking about a hot-looking girl passing by. So the title itself, that last night the moon came dropping its clothes in the street, as a combination of like cosmic and a bit sexy.
What kind of electronics are we hearing on this new CD? Because you are a trumpeter, but there are times when I'm having trouble finding out where the trumpet is.
Mm. Well, I've got it's a double whammy there, because the thing I start with is a much softer sound. It's a very vocal sound and lots of air. But I've always been involved with electronics and electronic music. I studied with Karlheinz Stockhausen in Germany in the 60s. And so I added... in a sense, let's take this picture where you hold you're drawing on the wall with one pencil, drawing curves, and then you take two pencils or three pencils and hold them in your hand and draw so that you're drawing parallel lines. So the harmonizer gives the trumpet another pitch. I think the most important single thing in my inspiration was my study with Pandit Pranath, a fantastic classical Indian raga singer. So I started to play trumpet in a different way, drawing lines in space, musical lines, a kind of arabesque kind of musical calligraphy, a certain kind of curve where you touch one line but don't touch another, and touch this one lightly and touch that one more. Very beautiful and subtle.
I have to ask you, only because I'm not sure I trust my own ears, in the track, I think it's called Abu Gil?
Gil. As in Gil Evans.
Gil Evans, right. Yeah. Abu Gil. Uh-huh. It's about 6.5 minutes into the track three. Mm-hmm. Am I hearing Duke Ellington's Caravan?
Yes, you are. You know, I did that actually in the record I did with Ry Cooder called Fasanoma. I played Caravan, a couple of versions of Caravan, actually. And
It's one of those melodies that just in the mosaic of melodies that are in the air, right? It's one that I keep falling into.
Ah, interesting.
Yeah, good ear. Good going, Leanne.
Yeah, I mean, I honestly didn't trust it. My ears perked up, and my producer's ears apparently perked up, because when I came in before the interview, I said, I can't believe you heard Caravan. I did, too. And he goes, oh, I'm glad you said that, because I wasn't sure it was there either.
Well, actually, you know, there, it's one of the jazz conventions, you know, to throw in a little melodic reference to another tune, and when you stumble upon it in an improvisation, and suddenly those intervals are there, and so you say, okay, I'll go off here for a second and just make a little reference.
Now you have the recording and you're doing concerts. Mm-hmm. Are there challenges to performing this music live?
Well, doing anything live is a challenge, of course, and you know, the trumpet is nothing automatic about it. I mean, it's sometimes I joke, you know, what a strange way to make a living by buzzing your lips, but it's a very miniature athletic event that's going on. So yes, it's challenging. And what we do, I mean, for instance, the two of the players in this that are on tour are live sampling. It's a bit like a kind of an extended idea of the DJ role, but they're actually taking things that are happening in the concert simultaneously and throwing it back into the mix, either at a different pitch or turning a chord into a melody or vice versa, that kind of thing. So it's more in the raga vein, in the sense that there's a structure that's there, but what happens when it's actually performed is for that moment and for that time and for that audience and for ourselves at that given moment. So it's, I think, a nice experience.
Why has it taken 20 years then to get back on the road?
Well, I wasn't asked is the short version of that, because, you know, there's been a kind of immediate recognition in Europe and, you know, back in when I did Possible Musics with Brian Eno back in 1980, we were on the cover of Actuel, this very influential French magazine, a kind of combination of Life magazine and Rolling Stone at the same time. The introduction of African music into pop music was the kind of hook for it. And so I've always had a more receptive audience there. And the euro is high, but I'm hoping to, you know, there'll be more American concerts after this.
Trumpeter John Hassell, he's currently on tour playing tonight at World Cafe Live in Philadelphia, and later this week in New York, Minneapolis, and Los Angeles. He joined us from the studios of WOSU in Columbus, Ohio. Thanks very much, John. Good luck on the tour.
Thank you, Leanne.
The new CD on ECM Records is called Last Night the Moon Came Dropping Its Clothes in the Street. You can hear full audio cuts from the recording on our website, nprmusic.org. This is Weekend Edition from NPR News. I'm Leanne Hansen.